now.
People digging out, Trump digging in. I'm Barton Ecker. States across the nation's midsection are bracing for another round of winter storms, expected to add thick ice to already glazed roads, grounded flights, and other cancellations. The storm that began hammering the southern plains and Midwest on Friday is dumping freezing rain.
Well, then a car next to me panics. They hit their brakes hard, and they sideswipe me, and then I start spinning.
Ice suspected in a fatal wreck in Missouri, where long stretches of freeways are ice-covered.
I could just see every single car that was coming to hit me, and I just tried my best to relax.
President-elect Donald Trump says he will probably maintain some of the Obama administration's recent sanctions against Russia, although he adds he might do away with them if Russia works with the United States on battling terrorists. Thousands expected in Washington for a march today that organizers say is designed to protect the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I'm Barton Eckert. Lawyers for a woman in Texas who was arrested after she called for help say they want the federal government to review the case.
Jacqueline Craig called Fort Worth police last month and said someone choked her son. She got into an argument with an officer, and her daughter recorded video of the officer forcing her to the ground. Last week, the Fort Worth police chief and mayor held a community meeting, saying they want to open a dialogue. But Craig's lawyer, Lee Merritt, says he'll petition the Department of Justice to take action.
We will exercise every tool in our work box, including federal suit.
Chief Joel Fitzgerald has suspended the officer for 10 days. He says that's twice the amount the department recommended. Alan Skaya, Fort Worth.
High and low rollers alike can climb aboard what officials say is the first driverless electric shuttle operating on a public U.S. street. It's on Fremont Street in San Francisco. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. The House passed this year's budget that includes the beginnings of taking apart Obamacare yesterday. The vote was 227-4, 198 against passing the budget. 9 Republicans did not support the budget, saying it was unbalanced, but that did not stop the majority vote. The Senate passed it 51-48, making the 27th of this month the target deadline for the dismantling process. All but one Republican supported the budget in the chamber, making it unable to be filibustered by Democrats on appeal. The mayor of Annapolis has begun asking the state for a larger reimbursement of funds spent by the city, saying that as the capital of the state, there are larger costs to running the city than if it weren't the capital. More than 50 buildings in the city are owned by the state, which means they don't pay taxes to help with the cost of police, fire, and road improvement. Also, the city officials estimate that in the past year alone, they've spent upwards of $2.5 million on state government-related items. The state pays $350,000 per year, but that figure has not grown in a decade. The city would like for it to be increased to $1.35 million for the next year's budget. In Virginia, the main post office in Richmond is under scrutiny for doctoring timesheets in order to keep overtime low. A lawsuit filed on Friday by 17 mail carriers alleges that federal labor laws were violated, saying that supervisors and management are to blame. The suit says that the Postal Service has cut its staffing and labor costs by $10 billion in the past decade, and that makes it hard for a mail carrier to finish their route on time. There is an automatic deduction per shift of half an hour for the carrier's lunchtime, whether they use it or not, and in-and-out times have been altered to avoid payments that are required by the Fair Labor Standards Act, according to the suit. Many supervisors were suspended or let go after an audit in October. Fredericksburg Christian School will be closing the doors of its North Stafford campus at the end of the school year, much to the shock of parents and students alike. Rising sixth graders will continue on to the upper school as planned, but the Stafford School and the lower school will consolidate onto one campus. Long-term plans are in place to combine all schools to the upper campus, which has a 90,000-square-foot building on Thornton Road. There is currently a campaign to raise funds for a new building underway. WMAL traffic and weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, there is some congestion in Washington on South Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X, McDill Boulevard, and Firth Sterling Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. today. Weather winter advisory in effect till 6 p.m. 90% chance of precipitation, rain and sleet this morning. Afternoon high of 35. Tonight, low of 33. Tomorrow, 30% chance of sleet, then mostly sunny in the afternoon. 45 for the afternoon high. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night and 32. Starting the week off around 41 degrees on Martin Luther King Day. Right now, it's 36 degrees in Manassas, Virginia, 36 degrees in La Plata, Maryland, and 38 degrees at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Listen to Health, Hope, and Inspiration at 6. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today. It's everything you need to know on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
Do you owe more than $8,500 to the IRS? If so, we are going to give you the most important number you may ever need to end your IRS nightmare. You may have heard of the tax settlement program with the IRS. Well, the IRS will be making drastic changes which will make it more difficult to reduce your tax debt. Call Platinum Tax Defenders today to learn how you can resolve your tax nightmare before these new changes go into effect. Call 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL for the Martin Luther King holiday weekend as we commemorate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I got to thinking about it, and as we look at the contention all over the country, the lack of civility when it comes to just about everything these days, You know, I had an email exchange with a colleague the other day, and he wrote me back. He said, you know, you really can't say anything anymore without ticking somebody off. And it got me thinking, and I thought about Dr. Martin Luther King, and I said, I wonder how he would react right now to how the country is so divided. Would he be on the side of further division, or would he be trying to unite us? Would he try to bring us together? And I thought about that, and I think I know the answer to the question. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think he would be attempting to unite us as opposed to the the losing party that is doing everything possible to further divide us. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, you saw the media as well in running the BuzzFeed story that's unsubstantiated rumor, and it became lead story network news. Rumors. I mean, what happened to journalism? I mean, we've seen what happened to politics, duh. But I mean, journalism is almost a thing of the past. Now it's sensationalism. How many clicks can we get? How many viewers can we get? How many eyeballs? We'll read the publication. Well, it has been a week of contention, and it is going to be a week of contention in the week ahead, which is tragic. I got this John Lewis clip, and this is from Meet the Press, that will air tomorrow. Chuck Todd with the representative congressional icon, John Lewis, speaks for itself.
You have forged relationships with many presidents. Do you plan on trying to forge a relationship with Donald Trump?
You know, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in trying to work with people. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president. Why is that?
I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected, and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. I don't plan to attend inauguration. It would be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress.
So he is not going to go to the inauguration. I beg to differ. Hillary Clinton destroyed the candidacy of Hillary Clinton, not Russia. So along the same lines, there is a Democratic congresswoman, California, Representative Barbara Lee. Now, she released this in a statement. She didn't face the cameras with this one. Quote, Donald Trump has proven that his administration will normalize the most extreme fringes of the Republican Party. On Inauguration Day, I will not be celebrating. I will be organizing and preparing for resistance. That came out in her news release Thursday. Now, that follows comments from Louis Guterres, Jared Huffman of California, Catherine Clark of Massachusetts. They're also boycotting the historic event. You probably heard Maxine Waters last week and her criticism of Donald Trump. And kind of a sideline kicker here, the House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has blamed George Bush. Can you believe this? I mean, we're now how many administrations back? It's George Bush's fault for the more than $9 trillion that has been added to the national debt under President Obama's watch. She argues that under Obama, the annual budget deficit, which contributes to the national debt, has been reduced dramatically, and said that without Obama's work, the national debt would be even higher. Okay, so it's George Bush's fault. We might as well continue to blame him for everything. How about the contention at Donald Trump's news conference this week? Well, he's not going to take anything off anybody. And we're going to get to that in just a second. But first, we're going to check the traffic and the weekend weather for this long holiday.
WMAL traffic and weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Slow going in Washington on South Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X and Firth Sterling Avenue. It's 35 degrees in Haymarket, Virginia, 32 in Frederick, Maryland, and 38 degrees at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Well, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast, as I drove in this morning, they have salted the side streets. So do beware that we have a winter storm advisory in the area, and it's going to be but not a heavy-duty accumulation today, but we are expecting some cold temperatures, which could lead to some slick streets. Hence, they have already begun salting. Now, it's 38 degrees outside in D.C. We have this wintry mix expected for the day with a high of 36. It'll transition to mainly rain for the afternoon, but again, it could be a little slick out there this morning. Of course, in the city, it's a little warmer, but out in some of the suburban areas, you'll be below freezing. Now, tonight, we'll be down to 34 with more precipitation, but for Sunday of the holiday weekend, look for sunshine with a high temperatures 46 for Sunday night, the lows down to 31. And that's a quick look at the weather for the weekend as we head into Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of 45. 38 in D.C., 616, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right, so the dust-up this week between Donald Trump and the media, the BuzzFeed story that, again, was unsubstantiated, has been unproven, but ended up as one of the breaking news stories on CNN, which torqued Donald Trump. So Donald Trump took a question from CNN's Jim Acosta, then Acosta wanted yet another question. Donald Trump didn't want to take another question from Jim Acosta. This is how it all went down.
Sir, since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Since you are attacking our news organization,
can
you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
Quiet.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Can you say categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
No,
I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you stay categorically that nobody... No, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
Okay, well, that's a little taste of what we got coming for the next 4, maybe 8 years. You know, he's not going to take anything. Very interesting. Now, at the end of the press conference, it continued.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
We're in contact with the Russians. Sir, you did not answer whether any of your associates were in contact with the Russians. Can you categorically deny that did not happen, sir? Can you categorically deny that did not happen, sir?
Press conference was over. Yeah, like he's going to come back up and answer that one. Okay, whatever. I mean, you can look at it any way you want. But that's just one example of the contention. Now, how about the hearings on Capitol Hill, the confirmation hearings? Now, Cory Booker, who clearly wants to run for president, which is why he broke precedent in the Senate and, had his scathing questions and commentary about Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General's incoming nominee. And then it was Rex Tillerson. Now, Marco Rubio went after Rex Tillerson, and this is a little bit of the exchange between Marco Rubio and the nominee for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson.
Let me ask you this question. Is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
I would not use that term.
And it kept going.
Now, those are very, very serious charges to make, and I would want to have much more information before reaching a conclusion. I understand there is a body of record in the public domain. I'm sure there's a body of record in the classified domain, and I think in order to deal with a serious question like this,
Mr. Tillerson, what's happening in Aleppo is in the public domain. The videos and the pictures are there.
Fully informed before advising the president.
All right, so the back and forth continued, and there is commercial, a TV spot. I don't know if you've seen this. One of the political action committees is running spots against Rex Tillerson, where he, I guess, is on video in Russia saying that I'm here to not to represent the U.S. government. Well, he wasn't working for the U.S. government. He was working for his shareholders, so he wasn't there to put the interests of the U.S. government first. He is now, though, if he gets the job. Duh. But at the time, he wasn't. Very interesting TV spot. I'm like, okay, fine. And it's like back in the political campaign again. I thought we had enough of these for 2 years. But no. Now, there was a refreshing moment among a couple of other refreshing moments of the week. Steve Harvey, TV host, African-American TV host, met with Donald Trump. Actually allowed his picture to be taken with Donald Trump, which a lot of people won't do these days. You know, they won't do it. But Steve Harvey sat down, met with Donald Trump, and they're talking about what can they do in the inner cities.
It's just me following orders from my friend, President Obama, who said, Steve, you got to, as he told everybody, get out behind your computer, stop tweeting and texting and get out there and sit down and talk. So I stepped from behind my microphone, and I came and talked to the guy that's going to be the 45th president of the United States.
Well, I give him credit for doing that, because anybody else in the entertainment community that would have sat down with the president-elect would be criticized. And it will be interesting to see if people criticize Steve Harvey. A little more about what they talked about.
I want to do some things on all of the major inner cities to see if we can bring about some change and help some of these young people out. And so that's why I'm here, and it was a successful meeting, and EC seemed really sincere.
Huh. Well, maybe some other people in Washington should give him a chance to prove his sincerity. And there's one final remark from Steve Harvey.
We're going to team up and see if we can bring about some positive change in the inner cities, which I felt was my only agenda, and he agreed, and he wants to do something. Now, he realizes that he needs some allies in that department.
So, Representative Lee, Representative Lewis, might want to give Steve Harvey a call, see how that conversation went. Or do you just want to dig in further politically on your side of the aisle? Now, we have just scratched the surface of things going on out there this weekend, and we have our experts in to analyze for us this morning. We'll be talking with John Gizzi from Newsmax.com, of course, Jennifer Harper from The Washington Times, Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel. Cheryl Atkinson is off this weekend. Also this morning, we're going to talk to Boris Epstein. He is the communications director for the Presidential Inaugural Committee, and a very interesting conversation coming up with him, because they have now announced, finally, the lineup for an event that is taking place on Thursday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the lineup includes Toby Keith and Jennifer Holliday and Three Doors Down. So we'll talk to Boris about that. We'll get the latest on the presidential inaugural balls for you. And I think you'll be very, very surprised to hear that you can get a ticket to one of the official inaugural balls for $50. Now, you're going to have to be in the right place at the right time, and that is on the PIC website. But we're going to tell you all about that later on this morning, because a lot of people, how do I get to the inaugural? Where are they? What are they? We're going to find out a lot more about that. There are some other inaugural balls going on in town that you may want to take advantage of, and especially one for Tuesday. You know, everybody's looking, well, whatever, where am I going to go on Friday? That's the big night, you know, and Thursday there's events, and Wednesday there's, I think the Florida State Ball is on Wednesday. Well, there's a good one on Tuesday. So if you have people coming in from out of town, you can get them out of your hair every night of the week. And we're going to tell you about that this morning. Of course, the big NFL playoff weekend is taking off today. Seahawks will face the Falcons this afternoon. Texans face the Patriots. You know, Tom Brady will play in his 32nd career postseason game. That is an NFL record. I mean, he's done two full seasons in the postseason. Texas and the Patriots. The Houston Texans will face the Patriots 8:15 tonight. Then, of course, tomorrow it's the Packers and the Cowboys and the Steelers and the Chiefs and the other game of today, this afternoon, Seahawks and Falcons. So that's a quick look at the NFL playoff picture for the weekend. It is 6:24. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
You know the phrase, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail? If you're relying on an individual financial advisor for financial advice, you might not be getting the results you're looking for. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Our 15 professionals work together to give you complete financial solutions. For thoughtful financial advice, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Battery. This is Taryn. I can help you.
I'm wondering if you guys do battery installations?
Absolutely. It's free of charge.
And do you do wiper installations, too?
Yes. That is also free of charge.
Wow, all that's free.
We also do alternator and starter testing for free.
Wow, you guys pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Any chance you guys handle dry cleaning?
Well, not quite everything.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. And right now, get a $20 Speed Perks reward with any battery purchase.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
You know, back when you bought your current home, chances are it was the biggest purchase you had ever made. And now that you've made the decision to sell, take my advice and call Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar for your home. You see, any local agent can hold an open house. But Frank already has the buyers lined up, and his aggressive marketing system gets homes sold faster and for an average of 8% more than other local agents. Greg was retiring and needed to sell his $1 million home at Old Town Alexandria. Frank marketed to his list of qualified buyers, and it sold within 3 weeks for full asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's nice to have you with us. Donald Trump and Russia. Man, does this story never end. Never ends. So he was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal. It was published last night. Donald Trump says he'll probably maintain some of the Obama administration's recent sanctions against Russia. Went on to add that he might do away with them if Russia works with the U.S. on battling terrorists and achieving other goals. Trump said to the Wall Street Journal, quote, if Russia is really helping us, why would anybody have sanctions? Well, my question back would, let's make sure they're really helping us as opposed to some other intent, but he'll ferret it out. Of course, those are the sanctions that the president has imposed recently about the alleged Russian interference in the U.S. election. Trump said he is open to meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin after his inauguration. Journal asked Trump if he's committed to the One China policy in which the U.S. doesn't officially recognize Taiwan's breakaway government. He responded in classic Trump fashion, everything is under negotiation. One of the stories floating around this morning that's new since last night. So here in town today, it is the National Action Network Group sponsors the We Shall Not Be Moved March. Participants will gather near the monument. The plan is to march down Independence Avenue to a park near the Martin Luther King Memorial. There will be a rally at the end of the march that's scheduled to begin at noon this afternoon. So if you're heading downtown, do beware that there could be some traffic issues downtown today. We're at 6:29. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Interesting poll results coming up from Jennifer Harper. You'd be surprised at a couple of these. That's on the way next on WMAL.
It's 630 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. In Virginia, the main post office in Richmond is under scrutiny for doctoring timesheets in order to keep overtime low. A lawsuit filed on Friday by 17 mail carriers alleges that federal labor laws were violated, saying that supervisors and management are to blame. The suit says that the Postal Service has cut its staffing and labor costs by $10 billion in the past decade, and that makes it hard for a mail carrier to finish their route on time. There is an automatic deduction per shift of half an hour for the carrier's lunchtime, whether they use it or not, and in-and-out times have been altered to avoid payments that are required by the Fair Labor Standards Act, according to the suit. Many supervisors were suspended or let go after an audit in October. The mayor of Annapolis has begun asking the state for a larger reimbursement of funds spent by the city, saying that as the capital of the state, there are larger costs to running the city than if it weren't the capital. More than 50 buildings in the city are owned by the state, which means they don't pay taxes to help with the cost of police, fire, and road improvement. Also, the city officials estimate that in the past year alone, they've spent upwards of $2.5 million on state government-related items. The state pays $350,000 per year, but that figure has not grown in a decade. The city would like for it to be increased to $1.35 million for the next year's budget. The House passed this year's budget that includes the beginnings of taking apart Obamacare yesterday. The vote was 227-4, 198 against passing the budget. 9 Republicans did not support the budget, saying it was unbalanced, but that did not stop the majority vote. The Senate passed it 51-48, making the 27th of this month the target deadline for the dismantling process. All but one Republican supported the budget in the chamber, making it unable to be filibustered by Democrats on appeal. WMAL traffic and weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads. That accident on I-66 westbound near Westmoreland has cleared off. Still slow going in Washington on South Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X and Firth Sterling. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Today, weather winter advisory in effect till 6 p.m. 90% chance of precipitation, rain and sleet this morning. Afternoon high of 35. Tonight, low of 33. Tomorrow, 30% chance of sleet, then mostly sunny in the afternoon. 45 for the afternoon high. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night and 32. Starting the week off around 41 degrees on Martin Luther King Day. Right now, it's 36 degrees in Manassas, Virginia, 36 degrees in La Plata, Maryland, and 38 degrees at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
'Twas the month after Christmas, and all through the states, lots of people were paying off their high credit card rates. But out from the cold came a Visa so low, those other credit cards felt their Scroogey minds blow. It was a Life of the Balance Visa card from Commonwealth One that made babies smile and smart savers run to transfer their debts from their high-interest plastic to a card so gentle with low rates so fantastic that lasted for the life of the balance as well, that all of those high-interest cards could just go to hell.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's Life of the Balance Visa card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
And to all, a good rate.
Valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investor's kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Chris Plant here. With the cost of razors that never stay sharp, I avoided shaving every day, and my number one girl didn't like that a bit. That was before I found the perfect razor from Harry's. Harry's was started by 2 ordinary guys who got to talking and were tired of big razor companies charging $40 for a pack of razors locked up behind plexiglass. So they started Harry's. They bought their own factory and started making razors with 5 precision-engineered blades, a lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade, all for half the cost that big razor companies charge. Now, shaving every day has become simple and easy, and number one loves it, too. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, go to harrys.com right now and enter the code CHRISPLANT at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code CHRISPLANT. That's P-L-A-N-T-E.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Do you owe more than $8,500 to the IRS? If so, we are going to give you the most important number you may ever need to end your IRS nightmare. You may have heard of the tax settlement program with the IRS. Well, the IRS will be making drastic changes which will make it more difficult to reduce your tax debt. Call Platinum Tax Defenders today to learn how you can resolve your tax nightmare before these new changes go into effect. Call 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us, and it is always great to be joined by Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway, the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to winter.
By the time we talk next Saturday, we will have a new president in the White House. And a lot has been made of his personality, his strength, what he has endured through the campaign and the election, and even in this past week. Do you have a poll on Donald Trump and his, I guess you'd say, courage?
Yes, let's talk about Donald Trump's courage. This is kind of an old school courage, and I think it's going to be a very powerful asset when he gets to the White House in just a few days. And here's what I found. You know, when you think back about his campaign, he had a lot of guts, he had determination, he had focus. Got him through an unbelievable campaign, and he won. And there are a lot of Americans out there that unbelievably think that Donald Trump has a lot of gumption. And here's my poll. This is coming from Quinnipiac University. That's an academic source. 71% of Americans overall believe that Donald Trump is a, quote, strong person. How about that? 94% of Republicans predictably agree. So do 73% of independents, and even 51% of Democrats agree. The interesting thing about this poll is that no one disagrees. This is about a dozen different demographics across the board. Everybody agrees that Donald Trump is a strong person. This is including college graduates, women, non-white respondents. That's how Quinnipiac is it. And this is coming up against a lot of his critics who say, oh, well, Donald Trump doesn't have the experience, and let's put quote marks around the experience, to deal with national and world affairs. But, you know, they are kind of overlooking an kind of a new skill set involved in the set of politics right now worldwide, thanks to incessant and unpredictable press coverage, social media, cultural factors, all that kind of stuff. And if you look at the new skill set, well, you got to have diplomacy and muscle. You got to have tactics and street smarts. You got to have determination and flexibility. You have to have style and chutzpah also, and also have some gamesmanship. And he was before his time, but Ronald Reagan had a lot of those qualities, and I kind of think that Donald Trump does too. And he's dealing with a global political marketplace now, and in his favor, he's very at home on a global stage, as is his wife, Melania. So it's going to be interesting to watch how this plays out, and certainly it's already on some people's radar. If you follow Michael Savage, he's got a new book coming out in March. He's titled it Trump's War: The Fight to Make America First Again. So I think we're going to see this courage factor come into play.
We saw Republican Alphonse D'Amato, a former senator, tossed off a JetBlue flight earlier in this week. We've seen some unruly behavior in the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle. What about manners and the Congress?
Yeah, I want to be about people who do behave. Well, you know, every now and then they get rewarded, and this just kind of tickled me a little bit. There's a group in North Carolina called the National League of Junior Cotillions. And anyone who knows what a cotillion is knows that has to do with etiquette and manners and lots of other things. Anyway, this league is a big fan of honor, dignity, and mannerly conduct, and they also urge young people to, and everyone else, for example, to follow this type of thinking. Well, they have named the 10 best mannered people of America in 2016, and here are two of the familiar faces on this list. Fox News anchor Chris Wallace. He was praised for his tact and diplomacy while reporting and mediating during the 2016 election season and throughout his years in journalism. And also Ben Carson. He's been in the news a lot this week. He was also named one of the most mannerly of all. He was cited for displaying his humility and success as both a pediatric neurosurgeon and a political advocate, and depicting himself as an upright and dignified individual to all. And I know you've met Dr. Carson, as have I. He is a very mannerly guy, very smart guy, very pleasant to be around. Also on this roster, Malia and Sasha Obama made the list, along with Minnesota Vikings safety Harrison Smith and Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles. So not everybody gets thrown off of airplanes.
I've always been amazed at how every Republican can look at something exactly the same way, and every Democrat can be absolutely opposed to it. It's right down party lines. Now, we've heard a lot about global threats this week, and especially threats from Russia. As you look at conservatives and liberal, what does the data tell you about how they feel about global threats?
Well, they are on opposing sides of global threats, let me tell you right now. This is a new Pew Research Center survey, which is indicating that a huge majority of Americans know, this is what they said, that Donald Trump, when he gets to the White House, will inherit an array of global threats. A big majority know what Donald Trump is up against when he gets in the White House. But what constitutes a global threat? The Pew Research analysts say that Americans have wildly different ideas about what threatens them and what doesn't. In fact, they say that the views are ideologically polarized. Okay, let's look at the most ideologically polarized groups of all. 88% of liberal Democrats say that climate change is a major threat to the United States. 18% of conservative Republicans agree. Then we have 70% of the liberal Democrats who fear Russia's power and influence. Only 39% of the conservative GOPers agree with that. And the liberal Democrats are not too alarmed by large numbers of refugees who are leaving Iraq and Syria. Only about 19% say that this is a serious global threat. But among conservative Republicans, a full 70% say that this phenomenon is a major concern. And this poll is very expansive, has a lot of different threats to consider, but I'll give you one more because it's too early in the morning to go down this poll. But anyway, the only place where these two groups even have a vague agreement, Rick, is over cyber attacks on the United States. 70% of the liberal Democrats and 66% of the conservative Republicans agree with this. And again, this is a Pew Research Center poll all about those pesky global threats.
President Obama awards Vice President Biden with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, a surprise to Joe Biden at the White House on Thursday. Joe Biden will be leaving the Naval Observatory and leaving the vice presidency this coming Thursday. What's on tap for Vice President Biden?
Yeah, well, he's also leaving for overseas on Sunday, tomorrow. He is off to the Ukraine to visit with President Poroshenko for a while, and then he is off to Switzerland to the fabulous Davos for the World Economic Forum. That's where all the big shots come in with their private jets and get a lot of criticism for that type of thing. But Mr. Biden, Vice President Biden, has a very full schedule, off to Ukraine, off to Switzerland before he leaves office. But he also has something on his mind after he leaves office, and I love this little story. It's coming from Road and Track magazine. He's about to buy himself a brand new Corvette Stingray. How about that? This is coming from the chief engineer of Chevrolet's Corvettes. His name is Taj Joyter. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, but I think it's right. This is what he has to say. Vice President Biden is trying to figure out what to buy when he's out of office. He was going to get a Stingray. He's imprinted on a Stingray. And apparently, Mr. Biden took a quick visit to the Detroit Auto Show earlier this week, and he sat in a splendid Admiral Blue Grand Sport Corvette. Now, it's been a couple years since I've ridden in a Corvette, so I can't identify too much, but this is what the specifics are. According to Road and Track magazine, Vice President Biden wants to try the Z06. He's a little worried that it might be over the top for him, but he's definitely interested in trying. So after his time in the White House is done, looks like perhaps Vice President Biden is heading to the car dealership.
So if you see a gray-haired guy with a big medal around his neck driving a Corvette, it's likely to be the vice president.
Could be.
Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. We'll look forward to your inauguration coverage this week. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a good day, everybody.
6:47, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and some iffy weather.
WMAL Traffic and Weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. In Washington, on South Capitol Street northbound, between Malcolm X Avenue, McDill Boulevard, and Firth Sterling Avenue, Defense Boulevard, slow traffic in through there. It's 38 degrees in Arlington, Virginia, 36 degrees in Beltsville, Maryland, and 38 degrees at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We have a wintry mix expected around the Washington area this morning. Some of the streets in D.C. salted already. Now, the temperatures today will be up about 36, so it should be changing to rain wherever you might be around the Washington area. If you get some freezing rain or sleet or snow this morning, should be warming to a wintry mix of rain by this afternoon. Some rain overnight, and then for tomorrow, sunshine up to 46. Monday looks partly cloudy with a high of 45. Outside in Washington, 38 degrees, and it's 6:49 on the Saturday Morning Update. That's Toby Keith. He is going to be performing at the Lincoln Memorial Thursday afternoon as one of the official events of the Presidential Inaugural Committee announcing celebrations. A word came out yesterday. It is free. It is open to the public. And that event starts at 4 o'clock. And along with Toby Keith, Lee Greenwood, Three Doors Down, and Jennifer Holliday will be on that program. It is a free event, of course, at the Lincoln Memorial. Starts at 4. And also, there will be a different event, Voices of the People, also takes place on Thursday. And you can find out more details about this at the Presidential Inaugural Committee website, which is 58PIC2017. It's the 58th Presidential Inauguration, you see. I might have thought of a different website address, but that's what they came up with. 58PIC2017.org. Now, that's kind of the official rundown of some of the events. They've got three inaugural balls coming up on Friday night, one of which is an Armed Services and First Responders Ball. Those are the official balls, and we're going to talk with Boris Epstein. You'd be surprised at the ticket prices for those, and we'll talk to Boris, who is the Director of Communications, coming up in the next hour on WMAL, but there are some other ones around town. So if you've got people coming in and say, what are we going to do? Where can we go? Can you get me tickets to an inaugural ball? Yeah, sure can. It just all depends on what you're looking for. As an example, there is the All-American Ball, Hyatt Regency Capitol Hill, on Thursday the 19th. It is the official inaugural ball of the Republican Party of Virginia. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin, an honored guest. Lisa Booth, Fox News Channel contributor and WMAL contributor, is the master of ceremonies. Ollie North is an award presenter, and that will be taking place at the Hyatt Regency Capitol Hill, starts at 7:30 on Thursday the 19th. The Georgia State Society Ball, that's a big one with Andy Grammer. That one's sold out, so you won't be able to get tickets for that one, but you'll probably be hearing about it. The Michigan Inaugural Gala, that's the only State Society event that takes place on Inauguration Day. So if you're a Michigander, you could check out the Michigan State Society Quadrennial Inaugural celebration at the National Museum of American History. Bands, food, drink from the Wolverine State. $2.25 a ticket, and that ain't $2.25. Black Tie and Boots Ball is the Texas State Society. That's an annual event. That's a pretty big one. And that is taking place at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center at National Harbor. They have announced so far Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, Kenny Mains, Gary P. Nunn, The Front Men, Kevin Fowler, no relation, and Bonnie Bishop. That's a 7 o'clock start for the Texas State Society Black Tie and Boots Ball, and I believe there are going to be some special surprises coming into that one. So that's a fun one. Now, a little different twist. The Great Gatsby Presidential Inaugural Ball, and they're doing this. They had an event at the National Cathedral. They did a themed lawn party last summer. So the same group is getting together, and it is their first inaugural ball, which is a flashback to the era of the Roaring Twenties. Now, it's going to be at the National Portrait Gallery. You can dance to period orchestras, take Charleston lessons, sip Prohibition-era cocktails, and pose in a photo booth. Period attire is strongly suggested. So if you're not going to wear the tux, go with period attire. I have saved a couple of the best for the last. There are several different veterans balls that are going on. There's one, the Vettis Presidential Inaugural Ball, and that one is taking place on January 20th. And there is another one, which is the Veterans Inaugural Ball that is taking place at the Renaissance Hotel in D.C. And then there is the third ball, which is being sponsored by the Presidential Inaugural Committee for Armed Services and First Responders. So those are three different events that we're aware of for the vets. And the last one actually is the first one. Now, what does he mean by that? It happens on Tuesday. Now, this one's interesting because it is a tribute to Melania Trump. And it is sponsored by the Embassy of Slovenia and the International Economic Alliance and also Sister Cities International. So if you would like to pay tribute to Melania Trump, that ball is taking place on Tuesday night. And you can find out more about that one at sistercities.org. That is the website address if you would like to find out about that one. It is Tuesday night, and that's the only one I'm aware of that's taking place on Tuesday night. There could be others, but that's the only one I know of. So with the schedule, you can party Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday, and then the WMAL party is Saturday night. So it's all week.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I started EMP 180 Weight Loss to finally get a handle on my weight. I started over the holidays and, well, I've lost 5 pounds already. Now, with EMP 180, I know exactly what I'm going to eat next, and I just follow their plan. Someone asked me the other day, well, can I still eat the same way I do now? And the answer is no. Of course, that's the point. It's about changing your relationship with foods, your behaviors. That's how you change. Meredith, my beautiful wife, she just joined too, and EMP is helping us with eating out. You know, we go out at least 4 times a week, and yes, you can still stay on the plan eating out. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
It's the end of 1 year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742, or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number 1. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions. WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.